I think I've come, I've stood out here before and I said some of the times we've been playing great stuff and getting up to the last third, and either the finish or the opportunity to create a good chance is it's been missing. I say somebody will get, you know, somebody will get an end of 4 or 5 win, and then it just happened after. What makes it more remarkable is gifting a goal early on, hesitation at the back, and was never going through the goalie. You know, Luke or Callum, probably Luke was the one that should have dealt with it, and when you didn't, you run the risky. But what a fantastic response, and even for Luke, because Luke gone on to had a good game as well. As and I don't think, I said to players after there, I don't think we're a bad player today. Everybody put in a great performance. First half was breathtaking. Just some of the movements, some of the goals that we scored, weren't they just about fantastic finishes? They were about fantastic build-up. Great build-up. I say to players at half-time, I says, but my concern was at 4-1 that you know you're going to get a response for the other team, because if they get, if you let them back into it, then it gives them a lift, and you think, oh, we've got the game won, and you sort of, with a young side, you wonder how they'll handle it. So we said that we're no, made sure that we got the message loud and clear, we're no sitting here to defend a 4-1, and for 10 minutes, which I expected here to try and put us under a wee bit of pressure, hit the bar, and I thought, you know, if we weather this, and then we did, because after that we could have scored, let's be honest, we could have scored 6 or 7, 8 maybe. And we played some fantastic football, and you know, the goal in the second half was fitting how we finished, and it was a great build up and boss cut inside. But other than that, we had some great football and moves today, and you know, we said if we could finish them off, we would win comfortably, and that's what we did. So best game. Best for me, the best performance this season, even though I think we've been playing well in a lot of games. What the difference today was the end product, and the end product was there for everybody to see. Great quality, a passing and movement, support, and then when you come to the final bit, the finish was just tremendous. And they were all, you know, I don't think you'll see 3 better goals than the second, third, and fourth in one game for a long time, you know. Or I can't remember, because they're all just tremendous goals. Stuff that makes you happy, because these boys put a lot of work in the training ground with us, and they give it their all in the effort and the movement, the passing. And we've often said that we just need, sometimes at the end of the training session we've said, now we just need to put that in Saturday. And, you know, it'll take enough of good or enough of bad luck for teams to beat you. So they showed it today. So hopefully it'll be, you'll not get every game like that. There'll be the scrappy games that you've got to grind out, but when it comes along like that, I think it's they can go away, enjoy their weekend and satisfied, but it's away now. It shows you what level they can get to and how they can play, because Air United, let's make no mistake, that you know, you couldn't say that they were bad today, because they started the game well after getting the goal, gave them a lift. But on the break, I think, and I've got to say that Ryan Scully had to make a couple of saves at important times, very important times, and so he played his part as well. When you think 5-1, well, the goalie's got nothing to do, he had things to do then. That's because, you know, I don't think it's 5-1 flattered us. I thought it was just a true reflection of the game, but it was against a team, which makes it better for me, it was against a team that played not too bad today, and didn't they go out there and say they were rank rotten, they got thrashed 5-1. Air were a decent side and kept plugging away, but I think they were just outplayed today. We had too much pace and tempo for them, and that's what we said at half time, they can't cope with it. If we keep it up, or if we sit off them, we'll let them back in the game. Don't do that, just keep it going, and that's what we did.
Great shooting today. Must have a lot of confidence.
Fantastic.
As well. For everything.
Well, I think, with Whit's drilled that ball in, you know, top corner stuff. It was a great build-up when it was laid back to him. It was a terrific goal, but so was the third and fourth. And you know, Gagan's got an end of a great move, and then he set up Joshua a great part. And that's the bit. See, when it opened up, we had support, and when the movement off the ball with Robert Thompson, he didn't score today, but what a tireless work pulling people out of place, making the space, and then of course when we get the right ball in and in the right area, it just takes that finish. And all of the boys came up with great finish today, in particular, and I think You know, it'd be hard to pick the best. I know Witzel get it for because it was a tremendous strike, but so was Josh's and so was Andy Gagan's in terms of football side. So it was just a great performance and one that's been coming. I think it is the best performance, but I think we've played well in a lot of games this year where it's no went for us in the last third today. It did, and it was very pleasing.
And off the pitch, things coming together with Bang United as well.
Yeah, they've got all that stuff to sort out early part of next week. It looks like it's all coming together so that they can now then crash on and make their plans. And, you know, once the administrators have moved out next week, I believe, once it's all tied up, obviously there'll be certain conditions to still sort out. But once that, or issues, should I say, no conditions, issues. And once they've sorted out, I'm sure that they can now sit down and go ahead and look forward to preparing properly. But I have to tell you that, you know, I know for speaking to them that, you know, it's not going to be easy. Everybody's got to do their bit, and you know, we'll still need the fans to keep coming. But if we keep performing like we're doing and give them games like that, then at least they can come along here and enjoy their football. Because certainly I don't think anybody has had complaints since a lot of these young boys come together. Maybe you know, it's been a late win or sometimes drop a point here, but the football's been terrific to us, you know. So now the club's going maybe the right way, and let's hope that they learn lessons for the last time, and that the people, I'm sure there's a lot of good people on the board now, and they represent the club now to take it forward, and I'm sure they'll do it. We all know it's going to be tough, and we all know it's going to be done very prudently, and because you don't want to get yourself in that state again. And hopefully, you know, we can give this young side time to mature, and because they'll only get better. They'll only get better because they're terrific. As I say, you know, they're all wanting to play, and there's players there that could possibly go in and play at a higher level, and that's something we have to contend with this year. If we keep playing like that, then, you know, that might be one of the problems in the transfer windows, and that is people interested. When you look at some of the performance, Callum Morris today particularly at the back, strolls through it, you know. So no, we've enjoyed the result of the day and the performance, so it means we go into training on Monday with a buzz, you know, a spring in our step, and take it forward to the next game. But we'll be keeping our feet on the ground. There's a long, long way to go.